This is a Pinball News production.
Pinball Universe? Classically, I would ask, who knows Pinball Universe before this show? Okay. That's what I expected. We do a lot of marketing and promotion, and we do this since April last year. The complete concept of Pinball Universe is elder. But first, I would like to start, where do we come from? Pinball Universe is a division of the J. Schwarz GmbH. This is a company my father founded in 1979. And we are a classical manufacturer. 1978, sorry. 62 employees. And we do production and distribution of technical films, molds, and prints. We serve classically the aviation industry, the automotive industry, but also the machine manufacturing industry, especially the gambling games, and the manufacturer we are working in Germany, like Bally Wolf. There we do screen printings, plastic parts for them. We have 43,000 square feet production and warehouse plant in Germany. And this is a small trailer about the main company.
It shows
only a few sequences of our production areas. I have put some more pictures in it. We have a complete milling department. You see here four of our five milling machines specialized for the plastic parts. You have here our screen printing department, which with seven machines in a production line. And for example, our laser cutting department with there five of our seven laser cutting application machines. These are only three examples of the different departments. We are also specialized in working with additive films, doing digital printing, and a few more. But now back to Pinball Universe. Why we founded this company? My brother Thilo and me, we think we have the same, well, nearly the same history than a lot of pinball enthusiasts. We played pinball in our youth. I had have luck. We had a bar in our town where a pinball machine exists, and we can play it. And a friend of mine, his father has a pinball machine in the cellar, so that we can start playing pinball very early and very intensive. Then the machine was not present again in the bars, and if you're getting older, you are less present in the entertainment center, in the bars. You go to work, set up your family, build your house, and there comes a time and you remember what was the good things in the youth. Then you remember there was pinball machines. Have a lot of fun with them. And then you have a look to the market where I can get pinball machines. And you find a few stores, the classical online platforms like eBay, where these machines are traded. And we started in the classical way. We see them at eBay. I called a shop and I asked about the classical themes like The Addams Family, Indiana Jones, Terminator 2, because that was the games we have seen in our bar in the former times. And my first visit I remember very well at the shop was to have a look for one machine. And I get really crazy about playing these games. And I called my brother, "Hey Tilo, I have a problem. I have to decide between two machines. We have to go there tomorrow and take this decision." We go there the day later and we come back with three machines.
That's decisive.
And then the collecting begins, or has begun. And we visited nearly all the stores, the existing stores, and make several experience by getting them from a pro, getting them from a private person, getting the machine from an enthusiast, a collector. And we set up really good connection. But then we more and more focused to the new machines. And there was, there we missed something. Where we can play the new ones and take the decision if you would like to have them or not. Because for a new machine it was only possible to get them by order. You have to take your decision on a YouTube video to the opinions from the online community if this machine is good or not, or if it is worthy enough to buy it. And we say, okay, then there is an affordness for a new store, like a car house, or a car seller, where you have a showroom where all the new machines can set up or are standing, and you can take your decision by playing them, compare them directly side by side. And this was the reason why from our passion it goes to profession. And we have a strategy, and this is what I would like to talk about today. Our strategy and why we are doing this like we do it at the time. What do you think is the main goal for an entrepreneur if you think about his company?
Making money.
Making money. I expect this answer. Yes, it is necessary for an entrepreneur to make money. But maybe if you think about your, in the new strategy, we are talking about missions. The main mission, the main goal for the company. Dave?
Happy customers.
That it is. The customers. Satisfied customers. This is the main goal that we think, and this is what we are living for our main company, and this we transport to our pinball company. Because only a satisfied customer comes back, buy a new one, trade the old one in, and have a good mouth-to-mouth reputation and let your business grow. It's better the customer comes back than your product. How we can do this? We start this, and my brother and we are enthusiasts, we are collectors, we are players. But for a big store, you need more. And this is why we built the Pinball Universe crew. And I'm a little bit proud of my crew because we was able to get people together that were very specialized in their area of expertise. With extensive skills and the up-to-date knowledge which is necessary to work with this machine and to make all this possible. And it's a combination of the passion and the team spirit. At this time, we are about 15 team members. We have 5 full working employees only for the Pinball Universe. In the back, we have the other 55 people from our main company. The accounting does both, and some other things. The warehousing, the transportation is handled from the main company itself. But for the Pinball Universe group, we have a really good specialist. I would like to introduce you, for example, Michael, our chief technician. The German or European guys know him. He works for us as a freelancer. He has parallel his own business. He is working in this business for several decades. And my opinion, one of the best guys you can get as a technician for the pinball machines. Then, for example, Kirsten, also a freelancer, working with us, electronical engineer, tournament player, the recent German League master, Pin. Yes, he's also a super band distributor, also a long time in this business. He plays pinball since he was 6 years old. Yes. And for example, Dark, our youngest team member, he supports Michael in the workshop because Michael is not every day at our plant, and Dark does the daily work for us and the nip checks and bringing in protectors, for example. Yes, bringing pinball to the people means we have to get in contact with our customers. And we define our customers in three groups. The first group, we would like to get in contact on the conventions, the convention from the German Pinball Association. There we do some major support for the last ones. We started with this last year with the German Pinball Open and also the Autumn Convention. And this year we have a very, very big main convention, the German Pinball Open in Gladbeck. Maybe you heard about it. Jean Troubadour has visited us. We have had their launch party for the Ghostbusters LE. And it was a very big event with about 1,000 attendees. And there we had all very good fun. Then there we have our in-house release events and our open houses. In about 2 weeks we have our next one. There we open our doors, the doors of the workshop, and invite the people, show the newest machines, show how we work, and the people can get in contact with our products. And it's a little, well, it becomes to a small pinball community party, one of the dates in the calendar of a pinball enthusiast. This is what we call the existing pinball community. It is very necessary to take care about them. But as you know, if you are known in pinball, the people buy the machines where they get it. They don't need a professional reseller with the first time support and all the stuff the people need who are new in this hobby. The most people in the community know how to unpack a pinball machine from the box or to fix small things. Then we have the next group. For this group, we set up our Pinball Universe competition team. This is a group of 5 tournament players. And these tournament players are bringing our brand to the tournaments, to the European and international tournaments. They are wearing a Pinball Universe crew shirt and only show the brand and talk a little bit about our products and who we are, what we are doing. Kirsten is wearing it at this time because you can show us from the back. This sign was also designed by Jean-Paul Devin. Not very spectacular, but clear design. And We organize a Pinball Universe battle. It will be next year the first time. It's in the beginning of April. There we have an IFPA tournament for 80 players, and we invite the 70 best ranked IFPA players could take part. Not the 70 best, but it's I have to read it. The best 70 registered players from the IFPA rank take part or will participate. This is the correct wording. And this group, the definition is about the tournament players. But the necessaries group, we think, we would like to get in contact with, and this we are doing with all the promotion we do, with our promotion truck, and I have some few samples following up. And the advertising on different media is for the new customers. The people who don't know today that playing pinball will be their best hobby for the future. Here I have a little chart, what we are doing. We have the real world public relational promotion, and we do it with our promotion truck, or being at trade fairs, at the present, at trade fairs. We have then to get in contact with a state-of-the-art showroom with our top condition machines and the experienced staff. And the target or the goal is let the people play, because you know you can have the best YouTube videos, the best brochures. You get really only infected if you play this game and you get touched by the game. And give support when needed. And these 3 points we think is a solution to bring pinball to the people. Make promotion, get in real contact, and build trust. Because the people, if they want to buy, have to take a lot of money, or to give you a lot of money. And this means trust. Or I want to rent, or I just will return, because it takes time to take the decision to spend about 5,000, 6,000 euros on a toy. Okay, let's start now with a small picture show. It's all about the games. This is our showroom, and the view, if you enter it the first time, it's all cleaned up. We have a nice carpet in. You can get a coffee if you want and have a look at all recent Stern pinball machines. We set there up mostly the existing Pro, Premium or LE models. You can compare directly and see which machine you would like to have, or which machines are existing and which themes are existing, because it's a very classical thing, and I think all of you know this, that if you have a friend or coming to you and see, oh, pinballs, they are still existing and they are looking very nice. You got a good job and you refurbish them. They are looking like new. And we have to say, yes, they are new. Have a look at the titles, at the themes. Game of Thrones, absolutely up to date, for example. And this is what we are showing here in this room. It's the second view. In this room we have about 30 machines. The most are playable. Only if we have the LE in play, we just put on the side a premium machine without balls and show it in original, but you have to play then the LE machine and not the premium, because then the premium stays new. This is a little bit older view in our second showroom. here we have a different view with all the games. And if the people come in and say, where did it start to get a pinball machine? We can say, okay, let's have a look at our used classical games. There we start at the moment 3,000 euros with a used machine in top condition with a 12 months warranty, and these are placed here. And then it's not too hard to think about to get this machine. But they are walking around and see, okay, this is our cheapest one at this time is the NBA Fast Break, or then it goes up with the World Cup Soccer, and then you can see different other titles, and a few titles are much more expensive than a new one. At this place, for example, a Tron Pro is a little bit more expensive than an Iron Man Vault Edition. And the people are going back to the room with the new ones. And then they see, oh, the technique is new, I have fully LED, I have a 24 months warranty with these games, and they are new. And this is it, like it's mostly work. And this is why we most sell the new pro machines. For the classic one, we have designed this badge, and we say it's the Pinball Universe reconditioned machine. The used machines we show, they are ready to go. We don't have to refurbish them then, if you need it, we do it in front. So we call it Pinball to Go. We made it with the used ones, and it is possible with the used ones and then with the new ones. We need only a few hours if we have not pre-checked them and pre-fitted. A pre-fit we do for the popular themes like Ghostbusters Pro. There we have several machines in different, not conditions, but in different varieties. We fit them with the PlayFit protector, with our upgrade kit. We have checked ones without the PlayFit protector. If the customer comes in and says, okay, I would like to have this, I have a big car with me, what can we make? And I say, okay, if you have enough money with you, we can do it now. And the most people phone up, ring up us in front, and we talk about this, and the most people have enough money with them. That's Pinball to Go. That means that, we have a quite huge warehouse. We have about, at this time, 150 machines on stock. Because we have a lot of recent titles, different models, and so we make it possible to have a very quick delivery time. The most machines you can get within 2 or 3 days. Second step is to bring the machines to the people are our rental systems. You can rent one or two machines as single machines. Like here is this example, it was the introducing of the new Mustang, and they get the corresponding pinball machine to the side. The interesting was that after this event, they buy it. And the pinball machine stays at them. And maybe my worst table, even if you use it. This was a setup from our open house as an example how it can look like. Here we have the original one, the first ones and the recent model, and the corresponding pinball machines. And this is why we call it full service. All was, what you can see here for this booth, we can support. We have about 300 square meters trade fair carpet. We have all the truss stuff and the textiles and the signs we have made in our main company. And this is why we can react very quick, and this is very necessary for all the trade staffs and the trade fair staff to be quick. And such a trade booth we are able to set up within a few days to make it possible to have this with all your customized signs, for example. Here we have a look in our workshop. This this photograph was taken as we do the nip checks for the Ghostbusters LE. There was a lot of work to do. We have to check more than 20 games in a very short time because the customers are waiting for this game, and as I heard about, the container arrived, they want to get it very quick. And this was a very interesting thing for us, because normally if we sell a pinball machine and the customer took this decision about, yes, I will buy a game about 5,000 or 6,000 euro, and you take about you talk about accessories, they say, oh no, it's expensive enough, it's good for me, we do it like it comes from the factory. But here with the LE machines, which are on the highest level, the people have to take their decision. If this title is released, they have to do a deposit. Then if the machine is ready to ship, they have to pay the rest of the amount. And then we are asking about the accessories. And the big amount of money is still away, it's still out of the head. And then they say, oh, okay, the sound system, good. With the Ghostbusters, the shaker motor was not necessary, but normally, then they think about the shaker motor and the invisible glass and some other stuff. Here we have the upgrade kit, which was an option for this machine. And in average, we sold about with this machine for 800 euros accessories to the customers. So in final, the most machines get over 10,000 euros. But it was step by step. And the most was charged with two invoices, so it looks not so hard. Different view to bring in the accessories. I think now, yes, we go to how we do our promotion. This was a decision we take very early. Do we need a promotion module? And as I told before, we started in April last year. And it was a very young company, and we get the chance to get this promotion truck. And we have to think about, is it really the good time and the right time to get this one? Now, afterwards, I have to say, yes, it was the best thing we can do. Because with this central element, we have a very good module to promote the machines. Because we are very quick in setup with this truck. It stands within 1 hour. It is fully air conditioned, heated. This truck has its own power supply, so you can drive it wherever you want and present pinball machines. Like here, it was on Frankfurt's music fair. This complete area normally would have a price of, for these days, 18,000 euros. if you have normally to pay it. But this fare says, oh, please come and join us. We would like to have an add-on for our customer, for our visitors. So we take the decision, okay, we come and set all this up. You see here the pinball truck with five machines in the truck. On the left there is a small tent. It's a second event module. It's 4 to 4 meters. We can close it completely, maybe if it's raining. And then we set up a pinball machine with a new spike system and two very professional loudspeakers. And if you play this game with these two professional loudspeakers, you feel like a rock star. And the name of this event module loudspeaker is Rockstar. And it harmonizes very good. And this is why we take we begin a cooperation with this company. I came later on this, I think. The next thing is what we believe in. The people have to play the machines. But not everyone feel comfortable to drive to Bünde. We are good situated near a motorway, but as you see, we are not really in the middle of Germany. And driving in Germany makes not a lot of fun. We have a lot of traffic jams, a lot of cars on the streets, not comfortable. So this is why we set up the Pinball Universe show points or show and service point. At this time, Düsseldorf and Berlin are show and service points. So from this area out, we have the possibility to help our customers. And Fulda is only a show point, it's a barcade where our machines are placed. And it's a kind of business model. We don't bring the machines for free. We have different systems how it works. It is the corporation and the people who operate these show points can buy them, or they can rent the machines, a minimum of machines. And we have the possibility to place for a temporary use new machines at the site. If we say, oh yes, we have a new title, we want to present them, we bring for a few weeks the new titles to these places. He missed the show point in North Germany. Yes. We try to cover complete Germany step by step. Then we are joining trade fairs with no contact to the pinball scene or the pinball community. For example, this is a comic convention. We joined classic car events, music events, where the people are not expecting pinball machines. And they came open-minded and get first time in contact again. And the classical, oh, they are still existing, nice view. And there are some people say, oh, I know this, it's the same like in former times, to flipper buttons, to flipper beds, I know it. We played a long time, we love. And then we say, oh, have a look, only a short game, and if the people really go to the machine, push the start button, and all the show begins, the sound starts, the most people really get infected and touched by the modern pinball machines, because they don't know about that. There are now complete programmed sounds, light shows, and all the other crazy stuff which is installed in the machines. Here we are at a 50s, 60s convention with the machines. And there are still a lot of people who has not the possibility to buy a machine. so that we make it possible to play in our All-Stars area. There you can, this area you can rent and make your own pinball party. Or you can rent us, we bring the pinball machines to your house, to your company for a couple of days. And here we call it All-Stars area because we placed machines, a few machines from the 70s, the most from the 90s, and till the recent machines. And we have all the classical ones that people talking about, because we get several calls a week about Terminator 2, Adam's Family, Indiana Jones, because these are the known titles. And then we say, oh, sorry, we don't have them in use, but please come to us, play the games, and have a look what else machines are existing, because these are the titles you know. And we say, you have there the chance to play Terminator 2 in a very good condition, and then have a look to the site and get notice about which other different titles are existing. Maybe The Shadow, or titles which are not known so well for the only playing people in former times, not the enthusiasts, they know all about them. And if they played the game which they normally want to have, they can take a decision. They can say, okay, I will look for this machine very well, and now I have seen one, and my opinion to get this machine is the right one, and I will look after this machine. Or I have a look, maybe if I'm a Terminator enthusiast, the Terminator 3 could be a possibility for me. And they can compare it and play it against each other and take the decision which machine I would like to have. And we have several company events on this area, where it might be the manager of this company is infected by the machines, bring his employees, and they get notice of how much fun this machine can make. We set on top, or as an add-on, two arcade machines there, because not everyone is really infected from a pinball machine, and then they have the possibility to play a little arcade. These are some company, well-known companies in Germany, for example, which are using our All-Star area, or which are using our event modules if they have trainings or events at their house. They book us and we bring them a game room feeling to their company. Now I would like to show you a small clip about Pinball Universe at Work. This is about the event, the German Pinball Association, the German Pinball Open, and we take part of it, and it's a small promo clip how we set this up. For us, it was a really great pleasure this weekend. It was hard work, long days, but we get so much feedback from the enthusiasts and the attendees and visitors. It was really great for us, and we will go on with this. And what we do in addition, if the machines we get, and we are not really happy with this, we try to make it so that we say, now they are really comfortable for our customers. One of our best examples is the Ghostbusters upgrade kit. We played this machine, and recognized this machine is for advanced players, and it is a short player. And we don't really feel very good with this. And Michael has an idea. We need a post. This could make it a better play. And we say, oh, where's the drilling machine? We can realize very easy. And he said, oh, you make jokes. Yes. And we say, okay, then we have to look, how can we bring in a post without drilling? And we say, yes, it has to be a flying one. And this is why we get this idea, and this is how it works. One of our team has an idea and say, this is what we need. Then, for example, Kirsten goes to the computer on the CAD software and make a drawing. Then we go to our factory, go to the laser cutting machine, cut this part out. This is the third version, I think. Second version was the final one. Then we have the lane extensions. And then my brother came and said, hey, why we do this in transparent plastic? It's Ghostbusters. Let's make it green. Kirsten says, yes, why don't? And then he said, if you make it green, it has to be a little bit slimy. And this was the little history of the upgrade kit. And first we only put it in the machines from our customers as an add-on, as a service. And then it was noticed in the communities, in our online community, and it goes very quickly to Pinside. And then we get calls. Hey guys, could you send us to the US? And they say, yes, it's possible, but the shipping costs are nearly the same price as the product. It makes not really sense. And I have good contact, or I'm close contact with Terry from Pinball Life, and I ask him, Terry, it's maybe possible that take it in your shop, that the American customers can get it very easier. And he says, yes, let's have a try. And I think it was a good try. We sold really, really several of them international ways. Our first upgrade kit was for the KISS machine, not so popular because it was not known by the other customers. And the upgrade was not so big step like this for the Ghostbuster. We also developed the playfield protectors. We use a special plastic material which the other competitors are not using. The others use a polycarbonate like Macrolon, Mylar, you maybe know, or a PETG. We are using a different material, acrylic material, like PMMA. It is the hardest plastic you can get, the hardest plastic from the surface, and we developed them quite different to our competitors. We don't take care about how comfortable it is to bring it in. Because we say, you do this one time. And if you have to screw a little bit more from the playfield, it's not the problem. You nearly have to disassemble all to bring this in. But it fits very tight. You have, I think it's nearly not possible to see it here in the picture. You need a very, very close look to get notice that there's a playfield protector lying on the playfield. And this is what for us was necessary, that the customer nearly do not see it. And with the playfield protector we invented this because our customers want to have this. The worst stability of the machine is a very necessary point at this time, at this price for the machines. And this is why they say, okay, the playfield is the most necessary thing for the resale price of the machine. It is in a perfect condition, you have the best chance to get the highest price for your used machine. This is why the people would like to have a protector on it. And we think it plays nearly like you are playing on a playfield without a protector. a lot of tournament players on our last tournament don't notice that they are playing on a projector. This is what was our goal. Before I come to the tools and customizing parts, I would like to show you one more thing. Anyone an idea what this could be? The shooter lane protector. There was an effortness with the Ghostbuster machine, because I think most of you know that the clear code is passing very, very quick in the shooter lane with this machine. And he said this is not a good thing, and this is why we developed this cheat part of plastic. And it is nearly not noticed if it is placed in the shooter lane, and it works very, very well. And we will develop this for the next, or for the different titles. At this time, our machine is too small to make it bigger. This is why it has this form, but we will go on with this. Good, then we have the classical tools, customizing parts, which you can go on with. And we set up a Pin Rebel brand, where we sell cool stuff all around pinball, where you can show your love to your hobby. There we work with Jean-Paul Devin as one of the designer, and we have one in-house designer, and this is why we have very different kind of products. And here I come back to what it is. Promotion, get aware, then get in contact and building trust. If you would like to have some of our merch that we give normally to our people, we have there a table with our classical merch we give to our customer, our visitor. Pencils, key fobs, posters from Spider-Man, Ghostbusters, and Game of Thrones, lanyards we have. Feel free to take. Thanks for being here, and thank you. Thank you.